This call is being recorded.
Welcome to the artwork from CP, you guys. We're going to give this will be a bonus episode on the Diary of a Fashionista feed. It will come out tomorrow, Sunday the 17th. And we're going to give the update as to why we decided, well, I and Danielle decided the artwork from CP would be the name, and it will be the name forever. Now, because Ask CP, people would get confused between Ask Win and Ask CP. So, never mind. And so, Danielle and I went back and forth, and we decided on the artwork from CP, meaning we have CP, and CP is a piece of artwork, so to speak. I mean, you put paint down on a canvas and you make a beautiful painting. Some of us handle CP better than others, and I would say I'm handling this transition into the next chapter and phase of my life to the best of my abilities. I mean, transferring AIDS in the middle of it is just something that you have to deal with. Losing a loved one on top of it wasn't expected, wasn't planned, but transferring AIDS was planned because we got to do what we got to do. So you may be wondering what this has to do with the title change all of a sudden, and because naming it Ask CP would just confuse you guys. So we are now naming the artwork from CP due to You Make Beautiful Artwork with CP, and it's also going to be subtitled The Diary of a Fashionista, because I noticed that Pocket Cast is not picking it up as the artwork from CP. So, yeah, Pocket Cast is not picking it up. So, here's my public service announcement, you guys. And coming out of my mouth, you may find this one a little strange. As you know, I got a new aid. But what you don't know is that this aid, when she gets in a vehicle, she gets totally distracted. And she told me I have adult ADD. I wasn't diagnosed as a kid with ADD. I was diagnosed as an adult with ADD. And of course, she's on medications. But the thing I don't like, and I told her this flat out, and we're going to have a conversation with her in person tomorrow, Sunday. And I said to her, you might as well just hand your phone to me, because she's texting while driving. She's not on Do Not Disturb, and she's just scaring me half to death. Now, granted, I have a disability, and she wants to take me out in this community and drag me here in this yawn from my house, starting at like 10 a.m. I haven't been home in about 2 weeks, you guys. I haven't been home since going to Florida. And so the day we trained her was the only, I got home, I trained Lisa, and then we proceeded to, Lisa took care of me that Tuesday, October 29th, and we proceeded to get in the car and go do errands and stuff like that, which I don't mind. But at the same time, I feel like distracted driving is one of the bigger pet peeves of mine out there. And I texted her and said, you might as well give me your phone when you're with me, because that way I can send texts on your behalf. And I'll even put my name on the bottom of text and put in parentheses Lisa's client. I'll if she tells me what to write, I'll send text. So my point being is, when you're listening to any podcast, especially with Ask Win, my other podcast, and especially with the artwork from CP, please, 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 I beg of you people, to put it on either Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. And now, how you do Apple CarPlay is if you go into the settings on your iPhone, it should hook up to a vehicle that has Apple CarPlay. And I might even set up a 2004 Trailblazer just to be on the safe side. I mean, that's what my XA drives now. And I am curious if these older cars, I know these new cars can do it, but I'm curious from this audience whether these older cars can do it, because texting and driving drives my mom, my stepmom, Danielle, and myself bats, because people were not paying attention to the road. I mean, and the reason why I say this is because I almost got in a car accident last night between me and a deer. And a little old deer jumped across the road, and my aide wasn't paying attention long enough to see the deer. And then granted, the deer jumped, but if she was doing distracted driving, I wouldn't be here doing this podcast. And she said to me after this whole thing happened, she said, this could have been my last day with you. And I'm like, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. And I said to her, literally via text, I said, give me that phone, so that she's not tempted to be looking up whatever she was looking up. I know when she was looking up. But please, 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 when you are listening to any podcast in your vehicle, and I don't care how old your vehicle is, I know from personal experience that they can modify these vehicles so that you have hands-free. And I know in California, and I know in some states, it's illegal to be talking on the cell phone. In Colorado, they make it legal, but as long as you're not distracted. But I still think that everyone gets distracted by these notifications. And so I need you guys for your own personal safety and for the safety of others, including those with disabilities who may be driving with you, to pay attention, wake up and pay attention. And that's all I'll say about that. And you're not allowed to watch YouTubes on the road. Trust me, I looked up Android Auto, and come talk to me about it, and I'll do more research as the weeks go on, whether you can install a hands-free system in all car, because I am now in newer cars, but I know you can install a hands-free system. I know that these auto body shops have hands-free systems that you can buy separately, and you can get them in your vehicles. And I don't care what you guys have to do, just be safe as you're listening to podcasts. I know you guys listen to podcasts out in California. I see it on my stats. So those of you who are out in California must have CarPlay because it's illegal to talk on a cell phone in California. And so please help other listeners out, and let's try and figure this out as a community because this is nuts. And so, Danielle, I'm going to let you take it away. End of my long PSA. Why did I want to change the name? Because I, as I told you guys last week, I was being interviewed by a semi-famous podcaster, and I don't know how, and I almost cried doing the podcast because I don't know. And we went back and forth, and he said to me, "Lily, your show about disabilities would be more interesting than your interview show because everyone does an interview show. Well, not everyone, but I want to focus on the disability niche." So I'm thinking, okay, well, when we get to the interview, he goes, "I don't understand the name of the podcast." And I'm like, okay, it's not my speech impediment. I was talking to him on my laptop, which I'm talking to you guys today on. So it's not my speech impediment. And people have listened to me in my house do this podcast. So it's, and they could understand it perfectly fine. So I just wanted to change the name to make it easier on you guys to find it and understand it. Because I was trying to be all fancy. Well, forget being all fancy with CP here. I mean, when I do CP awareness, I just have to make it as cut and dry as I can. I mean, it's like I don't know what else to say. Now, granted, the other reason why we're doing this bonus episode, and then Danielle, you can chime in, is that I feel like because it's a niche beyond niche beyond niche podcast, I feel like we're stuck at downloads, and I have yet to receive a United Cerebral Palsy email saying great job, and we want to help you out. But I feel like we're stuck at the download numbers. We're at 6,000 downloads in total, and I want to watch it grow. I don't want it to be stuck, but
Me too.
well, yeah, you too, because you're in there as much as I am. You're behind the scenes as much as I am, but at Ask When, because it's an interview based show, we're about to reach 10,000 downloads plus with over 1,000 episodes. And I don't know what I can do anymore to promote this show. I mean, I've been promoting this show ever since it began, and I've had great traction, but now I'm stuck. And so I don't know if you guys know anyone at United Cerebral Palsy or help us out here. You guys promote the show. Danielle and I are done promoting the show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
she said
we need help. We need help ASAP. We need help ASAP. I mean, Danielle and I have lives to lead and raising awareness about cerebral palsy in both communities, and we can do it on a national basis, but we need help. We need help, you guys, and we need you guys to promote the artwork from CP, and we need everything else. I mean, we need not necessarily financial donations. There's been no financial donations, would be nice, but we need help because we're the only two women, I believe, and I've said this before, we're the only two women, I believe, doing a podcast and about cerebral palsy. And the last time I looked in Apple Podcast or Overcast, and I typed in cerebral palsy, three of those podcasts had my name on them, and the rest of them were defunct. So we need help, and you guys have got to help us out, not necessarily financially, but we need help, and I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. This is a straw that broke the camel's back. I would rather focus on Ask Win, which Ask Win is my biggest show anyway. It's always been my biggest show, and more financially stable too, because people nicely donate to it. And so this is our last and final plea to you guys to help out, because Danielle and I can only do so much. And so, Danielle, do you want to say anything else?
Yeah. Please. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Because people, and see, here's a problem. We need, as podcasters in general, need to see the public on how to subscribe to a podcast. And granted, I could talk about podcasting until I'm blue in the face, and I could subscribe people to the podcast until I'm blue in the face, but at the same time, we need our fan base to help people subscribe to a podcast. That's one of the things I learned in this aid transition. My aid now, as I told you guys, is still stuck on CDs, and she keeps saying to me, bring CDs in the car. I'm like, yeah. I'll be doing that, and I have CDs, thank God, but I will be doing that, and you really want CDs, I'll be doing that, but yet I have the podcasting app on my computer, Apple Podcast, which in Catalina they split apart, iTunes and Apple Podcasts split apart. And so we're still stuck in the Stone Ages, whereas my ex-aide, my friend, wants to learn about new technology, and that's what we have to teach the older generation is, and the younger generation knows about podcasts. Danielle's younger than me, and so how old are you, Danielle? 25? Okay, 27. I knew I got them wrong. Yeah, 27. So now people keep asking me how old you are, so I'm like, oh, I don't even know anymore. But the younger generation will pick up my iPhone and pick up my Android and find the podcasting app or find a podcasting app, and the younger generation knows about these speakers and by Google and by Amazon, but it's the older generation that is still stuck in the radio age and the books on CD age that I'm concerned about, because my aide now didn't even know about a school shooting in LA. And my ex-aide, who has agreed to come on Ask Gwen, which I find amazing that she's agreed to, only because it's me, that she's agreed to it. And so Lisa and my ex-aide will be on the podcast. The ex-aide I'm actually trying to organize now. Lisa's already confirmed and booked in. But I'm more concerned about the older generation and the music downloads. And I was always concerned about that with my dad, because my dad loves music, and I have a bunch of CDs upstairs, and I plan to keep those CDs because they were his, but he didn't want to subscribe to Pandora. He didn't want to subscribe to anything. He wanted to go to his iPod, and I say I didn't. Music. And I didn't say iPhone, I said iPod. So it's the older generation that I'm concerned about, and my ex-aide, and I'll try to pull this out of her publicly, she will say, I don't want to be like my mom. I want to learn this new technology that you are trying to teach us all in the midst of having Sam palsy, because I'm an audio learner 100%. And so I could retain a conversation in Florida that I had 2 weeks ago. And I could tell you the basis of that conversation. And Danielle, I don't know about you, but you and I can't. And I said to Lisa yesterday, I said, it's the exact same thing with Danielle. Number one, she can't serrate food because of her overbite. And then number two, she give Danielle a book. She can't hold the book, let alone to read the book. So we have to adapt to the times, you guys. And this is what... Yeah, we do. And this is what concerns me. I mean, I have a stepsister who's younger than me and a girlfriend who's younger than me. And so I feel like the younger generation is skilled enough to download all this information and figure it out. It's the older generation and the baby boomers that I'm concerned about. And I am trying to teach as much as I can. My focus is on not only young people with disabilities, but older people older than me with disabilities, because I have quickly discovered that we're all aging and having the power of audio, and you can age with cerebral palsy and gracefully too. And so having the power of audio and listening to the radio, it was so funny. And I think I told you guys this. When I was working with my friend who was my previous aide, I, for some weird reason, and I don't know why I did this, but I, for some weird reason, thought it was the clock in the car, and she looks at me, and it's a dead... She looks at me and has a dead serious look on her face. Oh no. What do I do now? And she goes, "Where?" That's the radio. And I'm like, okay, that's why I am so not a radio person. I mean, I barely play NPR, National Public Radio, where I began my ideas for the podcast on my Alexa, thank you very much, on my Amazon. And so it's like to those of us who are so into podcasting, we don't know what the radio is. We really don't know what it is. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a thing called a radio, and there's a thing called smart speakers, and there's a thing called the older generation, and I feel like I should not only be teaching the younger generation about cerebral palsy, but I feel like I should be teaching the older generation. And as I end this year in education and transition to a full-time podcaster and a full-time content creator, more focused on the podcast than books, and I feel like I should be teaching the older generation of what's going on in the space, because I am concerned that the older generation, who is older and doesn't understand what's going on in the space, is at a loss. I mean, the baby boomer generation, and they're still listening to the radio and listening to CDs. And I feel like we all age with any disability, lung cancer. And I say lung cancer because my dad died of lung cancer, and I have cancer to me is now coming out of the woodwork, left, right, and center. And so whether it's breast, whether it's ovarian, whether it's cancer, you name it, people are telling me my family, I now have a family history of cancer, and lung cancer, one of the less common ones out there. And I'm coming to find out that the more research they do about lung cancer, the better. But I just found out yesterday via my aide, Lisa, because she relates to it that there is a Lung Cancer Association. I didn't know until yesterday, until I was down at the loop in the car. And so I didn't know that. I now have to look into the Lung Cancer Association to pull people out of the woodwork from there. Because I feel like the asbestos thing, those of you who've been following the asbestos thing, which is not part of my journey, the asbestos thing is huge. The arthritis thing is huge. And it's the older generation that's getting arthritis and the aches and pains and everything else. And so I feel like now my focus in the next year is going to be not only teaching the younger generation about cerebral palsy, but about and the older generation how to deal with disabilities, not necessarily onset disabilities, but how to deal with disabilities in general. I mean, yeah. And how to deal with bad backs and you name it. And a car accident, to get back to the car accident. I ended up having a car accident in 2019. The beginning of 2019. Yeah. My dad proceeded to stride into someone who didn't see us. Thank you very much. And my back wasn't the same. And I was told by my ex-aide, who also got in a car accident, who also got rear-ended, and she came to me with bad back and is still functioning with a bad back. And she does alternative medicine all the time for that bad back. And she said, if I get injured one more time, I'm going to be out of a job, literally. I am going to be out of a job because I can't do it. My back is too much. It's too fragile. And I agreed with her. And when I saw that deal last night, jumping across the highway, her voice went through my head, thinking, if you land up in the hospital, which when a deer does a tap dance with a vehicle, you may end up in the hospital, podcast is going to be your stability here. And so her voice went through my head as I saw my life flash in front of me. So we have to deal with all these disabilities together. We now have to deal with the younger generation getting cerebral palsy. We now have to deal, and I don't know the numbers. I didn't check the numbers. The last numbers I checked are 10,000 babies diagnosed with cerebral palsy. But at the same time, these babies grow up into adults. I mean, we're talking to a 27-year-old here today, and we're talking to a 32-year-old here today, too. And we both have cerebral palsy. So people forget that kids with cerebral palsy grow up into adults with cerebral palsy. And I have decided to, I've been coined the disabled advocacy journalist, and I am, as you guys know, I'm taking a short break from school, and I am going back to school in January to finish up my journalism degree finally. And I have decided not to necessarily focus on the raising awareness of disabilities, but focus on people that have disabilities. And I have decided, and I did soul searching last night on this too, I have decided how to teach people how to deal with their own disabilities gracefully, because I have come to the conclusion in my own life that you can either be a grumpy puss about your disability, and I say that with love, or you can either deal with it gracefully. And I give me the winning attitude. I deal with things gracefully, even though I scream in a cell phone, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, May 19th, and I scream it at people at the top of my lungs, which I have since apologized for. But I've decided, let's deal with the present and deal with people that already have disabilities, and not necessarily deal with the young ones, that the young whippersnappers that have cerebral palsy and are just getting diagnosed. They have all the services in the world. It's the older ones with cerebral palsy, like myself, that get forgotten about and I'm very, very lucky to have the blessings that I do, and so it's Danielle. But it's the older ones that I need to focus on. As a journalist, I need to focus on as a compassionate human being. I mean, people get in car accidents all the time and get bad backs and have to have their backs fused. And I have a friend that said, I don't want another surgery on my back. And it's like, well, you have to take care of your back and you have to take care of your body if you don't want another surgery. So that's where I stand. I stand as, let's take care of our own bodies and let's all help you discover your gifts and talents with your pre-existing disability, and I'll even help you find the resources in your state to help you succeed even more, because the state-by-state voc rehab is even pushed to their limits. I mean, they're catching, as I said, Colorado is, I sat at voc rehab offices yesterday and we did my aid listening. And so I looked at a sign and it said, for the employers, you can get disabled training, you can get benefits, incentives, you can get cash for hiring the disabled. But at the same time, the disabled have to find those resources on their own. So what I'm going to do is focus on less raising awareness on cerebral palsy and focus on those who have disabilities and help them. And that's going to be my whole thing next year. As soon as I get rid of the day job, which the day job will be coming to close in May. Don't know what I'm going to do about that. And so I want, because I don't have the capabilities anymore to be raising awareness about cerebral palsy, I need to focus on the ones with pre-existing conditions who need help. I've been lucky enough to have support out the yin yang, have support since my father died. I mean, I had 10,000 people in this house, practically, including Danielle. And so I've been lucky enough to have the support, and I still get the support on a daily basis. And I now need to help those who are not as fortunate I am Anne, who is stuck in these rehab centers, who are stuck in these awkward positions of being wardens of the state. And I need to help people while helping myself. I mean, I need to help people while helping myself. It's interesting because I got a call on Tuesday morning. Someone left me a message saying, we're interested in one of your books. We want you to speak to a company about that book. And I haven't called them back yet, but Monday morning I plan to call them back and say, what's the deal? And yes, I'm the author of XYZ book, and they found my book, and now they want me to speak to their company about my book. So we need to raise disability awareness globally, and I need to focus on the ones that have disabilities, not the ones that are being diagnosed with disabilities. I need to start doing this statewide and internationally and helping you guys find resources to tap into your potential.
Yeah.
Danielle, you want to say anything else? Well, yeah, and ask when it's going to Well, yeah, that's why you became an author slash podcaster.
Yeah.
I've Danielle into the podcasting thing, but I've into the author thing, actually. She, I know you guys have heard this story many times. A week after I Come a Win came out, Danielle was in Kansas City at the time. And so she sent me a text saying, I want to write a book. And I'm like, okay, you can't type it, you can't speak, you can. And so I'm really proud of her for putting her words on a page and producing what she's produced. And so I will do it more than I call myself the disabled advocacy journalist. I've been coined by that when I am a full-time podcaster. I've been also with that name. And that's interesting story how I got christened with that name. And I'll tell you guys that later. And so I got christened with that name on the way back from Florida. And so I am also a disabled advocacy coach because I need to help those disabilities in general. So, Danielle, do you have any more questions for me, or should we lead people out? Well, thanks you guys for following us, and so I think this podcast, the artwork from CP, is going to stay. It's going to be less about raising awareness about CP because we can only raise awareness so much. And if you guys have any contacts at United Cerebral Palsy, which is our National Cerebral Palsy Foundation, please let me know. Please let Danielle know, and she can forward it on me. And so I feel like we need to just explain our daily lives and what's going on. And it's going to be less about raising awareness for cerebral palsy. And of course, since this is a niche beyond niche, I would like to see the numbers grow, but at the same time, I don't think that is going to happen, and it's going to, it's coming to my attention that I'm a better interviewer than I am talking about myself. And so I feel like the more power I can give to the voiceless, the better. And so I feel like I need to stop raising awareness about disabilities. And this breaks my heart because I want to, but I need to focus on the voiceless, those who don't have a disability, even though Danielle has a heavy speech impediment. She has a voice, and she's made it very clear on this podcast. And no, this podcast isn't going away, but it's going to be more focused on us, less focused on raising awareness about cerebral palsy, because that's where we need to be right now. We need to be helping those who can't speak and those who can't do it and those who can't function without 24-hour care. I am able to function, even though I need 24-hour care, I'm able to function despite my bad back and despite my challenges emotionally and physically, more emotionally now. And I will care about myself more. I gave myself permission to grieve and to grieve in the loss of both my parents. And I need to be an advocate for those who can't speak. And that's all I'll say about that. And for those of you that have contacts with United Cerebral Palsy, please let us know because we need help. We need to raise awareness about all disabilities. I'll be the one that's the voice for the voiceless, and I'll help you guys look up resources in your state. I'll even help parents look up resources in your state. And I'm actually going to give my phone number, 970-618-8840, and you guys can text me, and you just have to put your name on the bottom of it so I know that you guys listen. And if you have a loved one with a disability or a loved one who's getting diagnosed with a disability like cerebral palsy, just let me know and let's raise awareness together. But I'm going to be focusing on more of people that don't have a voice, more of people that need more help than they want to receive. And I'm super lucky that I have received the help over not only the past couple months, and over the years. And now the last couple months has been an interesting challenge, as you guys know. But I have finally decided what to do with my life, and that is quit focusing on myself and quit focusing on producing content and let the content naturally grow. And I'll keep doing this podcast as long as I can, but I want to focus on those who don't have a voice, nor do they have the resources to succeed in life. And that's all I'll say about that. And happy Sunday, you guys. And we're going to do a morning routine episode and then an evening routine. And that's going to be a totally different side of us because Danielle and I both have totally different morning routines and different evening routines. And we might go into how we structure our days. I know we did an episode about scheduling, but we didn't necessarily do about what we do during the day. So we may do an episode on that. I don't know. I don't know what this next week is going to bring. Hopefully the good news, not bad. But I wanted to, and Danielle wants to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for supporting us and supporting my journey as I started on May 19th. Look, you guys are listening in your headphones, hopefully on Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, as I said. And so you guys are listening to a orphan, and I don't like that term. I hate that term, but that's what they call it. And on May 19th, someone made me look it up and do a high. Will never forget who, and never forget why they made me look it up. And so, welcome to the next chapter, and I hope you stay on the Mr. Roller Coaster, or what I like to call it, Mr. Toad's Wild Mind, or give a Jonah book and insert the next. Well, yeah. Yeah, but Danielle and I are going to wish you guys a fabulous Sunday, and we'll be back on Monday, and we'll keep you guys more entertained than you know. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.